Title: Short Delays to Widen Brave Stabs Advanced. All right, let's get into a super practical, super mix relevant trick for drama and bass. Using very short delays to widen rave stabs without turning your drop into phase soup. Rave stabs are that classic jungle and DNB energy. Hooverish chords, old school sampled hits, rescored punches, they bring attitude fast, but they also love to fight your vocal, your bass, and especially your drum transients if they're too mono, too wet, or too wide in the wrong frequency range. So today, the goal is simple. We're going to make stabs feel wide on top, stable in mono, and still punchy. We'll build two production-ready widening setups. First, a Haas Plus filter widener as an insert chain. This is the make it wide, keep it clean option. Second, a micro ping-pong style widening return for movement, vibe, and automation. And while we do it, I want you thinking like a mixer, not just a sound designer. Don't think more width. Think where is my width living? A controlled stereo band with a solid mono core will beat everything wide every single time. Part A. Prep the stab so widening behaves. Before we widen anything, set the stab up so the stereo tricks don't exaggerate problems. Put your stab on a MIDI track, using simpler, sampler, or a synth. First device in the chain, EQ8. High pass it. Somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz is typical, depending on the stab and the key. If it's muddy, go steeper, like 24 or even 48 dB per octave. The point is, don't feed low-end junk into a stereo widening trick. Low mids plus widening equals mod and mono cancellation. Next, transient control. Optional, but very common in DNB. Drop drum bus on the stab. Yeah, drum bus. Set drive around 2 to 6. If you need more bite, push transients up around plus 5 to plus 15. Keep boom off most of the time. What we're doing here is front-loading the hit so the stab has a clear point before we add width around it. Quick coach note. Widening is basically a magnifying glass. If the stab is cloudy, widening makes it wider and worse, not wider and better. Part B, Chain 1. Haas Plus Filter Widener as an insert. This is the go-to when you want width, but you still need the stab to hit with authority. Step 1. Create the micro delay. Add Ableton's delay device. The simple one, not echo. Turn sync off so you're in milliseconds. Set the left time to 0 milliseconds. And the right time somewhere around 12 to 20 milliseconds. Start at 15. Set feedback to 0. Important, we're not making audible repeats. We're creating a tiny timing offset for width. Set dry slash wet to 100%, but only because we're going to blend it using a rack. If you try to blend with dry slash wet directly, you'll often lose control and end up overdoing it. Now inside delay, use the filter section. High pass somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz and low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. The widening should mostly live in the mids and highs, not the thick body of the stab. And here's a sweet spot tip. If your stab has a really clicky, sharp onset, longer Haas times like 18 to 25 milliseconds can turn into an obvious flam. If you hear that double hit feeling, pull it down into the 6 to 14 millisecond zone and rely more on filtering and a touch of saturation for size. Step 2. Blend it with an audio effect rack. Group that delay into an audio effect rack. Make two chains. Chain A is your dry chain. Chain B is your Haas wide chain, which contains the delay. On the Haas chain, keep the delay 100% wet. Then blend with chain volume. A solid starting point is dry at 0 dB, wide around minus 12 dB. Then adjust by ear. Teacher tip. Level match your bypass. Widening often feels better because it gets louder. So if you're judging the effect, trim the output so bypass and active feel equally loud. Then you'll hear the actual space change, not a volume trick. Step 3. Make it mono safe. After the rack, add utility, turn on bass mono, and set it around 150 to 250 Hz. I often start around 200. This is your safety belt. It keeps the bottom and low mids from doing weird things when summed to mono. If you want, map utility width to a macro. A good working range is 80% to 140%. But in DNB, be careful. Super wide stabs can smear the groove and steal attention from hats and drum ambience. Step 4. Tighten stereo energy with M/S EQ. Add another EQ8 after utility and switch it into M/S mode. On the side channel, add a high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Fairly steep. This is the don't widen the low mids rule, enforced with a device. If the sides get sharp or fizzy, try gentle dip around 2 to 4 kHz on the side channel only. On the mid channel, protect the reed of the stab. Often the stab's intelligibility and crack lives around 1 to 3 kHz. You usually don't want to hollow that out. At this point, you should have a stab that feels wider without losing its center, and do a quick mono check. Throw a utility on your stab bus temporarily, set width to 0%, and listen. The stab should still punch. If it collapses or thins dramatically, reduce the Haas blend, reduce the offset time, or narrow the overall width. If you have a correlation meter, check it. If it's going negative on every stab hit, that's a red flag. Back off delay time or reduce the widened layer level. Part C. Chain 2. Micro ping pong movement on a return. This one is more rave system, more vibe, and it's amazing for call and response patterns and phrase endings because you can automate sends instead of changing the core sound. Create a return track. Name it a stab wide. On the return, put echo, then EQ8, then utility. Optionally add saturator. Echo settings, turn sync off, we're in milliseconds again. Time left, somewhere between 1 and 10 milliseconds. Time right, somewhere between 12 and 28 milliseconds. A great starting pair is 7 milliseconds left and 18 milliseconds right. Feedback stays tiny, 0 to 8%. Just enough to feel a bit of bloom, not enough to create audible repeats at 174 BPM. Dry slash wet is 100%, because it's a return. At a small amount of modulation, rate around 0.1 to 0.3 Hz, amount 2 to 6%. Very light. You're aiming for subtle movement, not chorus wobble. And keep noise and wobble off unless you specifically want lo-fi texture. Now filter the return with EQ8. High pass aggressively, 300 to 700 Hz. Low pass around 7 to 12 kHz depending on how bright your track is. The return should be stereo texture, not more body competing with the mix. Then utility on the return. Bass mono on. Around 200 to 300 Hz, and you can set width wider here than your insert chain. Try 120 to 160%, because it's a controlled layer. Optional saturator. Drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip-on. This is a killer move, because distortion creates harmonics that read as big even when quiet. That means you can keep the return lower and still feel the width, especially on smaller speakers. Now the important part. How you use the send. Keep the stab itself relatively stable and dry. Then send into this return at a typical range of about minus 18 to minus 8 dB, depending on how dense your track is. Arrangement moves that work really well in DNB. In the pre-drop, automate the send up for 1 to 2 bars to build anticipation. At the drop, pull the send down so your drums and bass stay clean and forward. At the end of 4, 8, or 16 bar phrases, spike the send briefly for a rave tail punctuation. And for call and response, make some hits wide and some tight, like bar 1, tighter, bar 2, wide. That contrast feels huge without you having to turn anything up. Extra coach note, don't build width in solo. In DNB, your hats and rooms already live in stereo. If you solo the stab, you'll overwiden it. Always make your final decision with drums and bass playing. Part D. Keep the stab punchy. Duck the widen layer to the drums. Widening adds sustained energy, which is great, but it can mask the kick and snare. So sidechain the widened layer, not the whole stab. If you're using the return, put a compressor on the return after the EQ and utility. Enable sidechain and feed it from your drum bus, or a kick and snare group. Ratio, 2:1:4:1. Attack, 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release, 80 to 180 milliseconds and tune it to the groove. You want just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on drum hits. Even better, make it snare aware. If your compressor has sidechain EQ, boost the detector around 2 to 6 kHz, so it reacts mainly when snare crack hits, not when the kick thump happens. That keeps your air width polite without flattening the whole vibe. Advanced anchoring trick. If you want the stab to feel massive but never drift, split it into layers. One track is a mono anchor. Utility width at 0%, maybe tighter decay or even a gate so it's very pointy. The second track is stereo texture. High passed, micro delay widened, maybe a little saturation. Blend them so the center punch is always dead stable, and the sides are just character. Quick starting values recap. Haas delay time, 12 to 20 milliseconds, start at 15. If it sounds hollow or facey, go down to 8 to 12, or reduce the wet blend. Bass mono, 150 to 250 Hz. M/S side high pass, 200 to 400 Hz. Send automation, up in builds, down in drops. Common mistakes to avoid. 1. Widening low mids. That's the fastest way to mod and mono cancellation. 2. Too much wet. If you can clearly hear a separate slap or a second hit, it's too loud. 3. Feedback too high. At 174 BPM, repeats get in the way immediately. 4. No mono check. You have to check it, especially if your track might hit club systems or phone speakers. 5. Leaving it super wide in the drop. Automation is your friend. Make quit the moment, not a constant fog. Mini practice exercise. Set your project to 174 BPM. Grab a rave stab and program a 2-bar pattern. Bar 1. Hits on beat 1 and 1.3. Bar 2. Hits on 2.2 and 4. Nice syncopation. Build chain 1. The Haas rack. Right delay at 15 milliseconds. Wide chain around minus 12 dB compared to dry. Bass mono at 208Z. Then create return a stab wide and send the stab to it. Automate the send up during the last two beats before the drop. Then snap it down right at the drop. Now do your mono check. Put utility on the stab bus and set width to 0% briefly. If the stab loses too much energy, lower the Haas blend or shorten the delay time. Your deliverable sound is a stab that feels wide on headphones, still punches in mono, and doesn't blur the roll. Final mindset to take away. Short delays, like 8 to 25 milliseconds, are one of the fastest routes to wide stabs in DNB. But the secret is control. Control the band you widen with filtering. Control the mono with bass mono and M/S-side high pass. Control the groove with side chain ducking. And control the arrangement with automation, so width feels like punctuation and progression, not a permanent smear. If you tell me what kind of stab you're using and whether your bass is more roller, neuro, or jungle leaning, I can suggest tighter delay times and EQ points that usually land instantly for that specific combo.